Taya Fair met Darius Milhaud, Georges Auric, and Arthur Honegger at the Paris Conservatory in 1912, and also began to be seen with the artistic set in Montmartre and in Montparnasse. It was these artistic connections, which by 1917 also included Picasso and Modigliani, which led to her initial success. Because in January of 1918, it was in the Montparnasse atelier of one of her painter friends where the initial concert of the Nouveau Jeune, the New Youth, took place, which also included Francis Poulenc and Louis Dure. The French writer Henri Colette chose to name the composers Les Six. He wrote about them in two articles which appeared in January of 1920, and it led to overnight fame for the famous group Des Six. Actually, they only officially participated in one project together. It was an album of piano works. But the six musicians remained close for the rest of their lives. And even today, the children and friends of the various members continue to see each other. In 1923, Taillefer began to spend a great deal of time with Maurice Ravel. Ravel championed Taillefer's work, even encouraging her to enter the famous Prix de Rome competition. Theirs was not a romantic relationship, by the way. Ravel gave Germaine advice on orchestration and composition. These visits, usually in the form of long hikes in the countryside around Montfort, followed by long sessions with Taillefer playing for Ravel at the piano, mysteriously ended suddenly in 1930, and Taillefer never saw Ravel again. She refused to give a specific reason, even to her closest friends. In 1925, Taillefer married the American caricaturist Ralph Barton and established herself in his apartment in Manhattan. During her marriage to Barton, she also became close to Mr. Barton's best friend, Charlie Chaplin. Barton did not appreciate his wife's reputation as a serious composer, and it was difficult for her to compose during that marriage. The marriage ended in 1929. The following year, Barton committed suicide. In November of 1931, she gave birth to her only child, Françoise. In 1932, she married the daughter's father, the French lawyer Jean Legay. Again, this marriage did not have a positive effect on her composition because of her husband's critical attitude toward her musical life. The German occupation of France during World War II led to increased hardships, and Taillefer and her daughter were forced to leave their home in Grasse to try to find passage to America. Traveling across Spain to Portugal, they finally found passage on a boat headed for the U.S., where they spent the war years in Philadelphia. Taillefer returned to France in 1946. In 1955, Legay and Taillefer finally officially divorced. Due to her daughter's personal life, Taillefer became the guardian of Elvira, her granddaughter. From 1970 on, it became increasingly difficult for her to support herself and her granddaughter, and in 1976, at the age of 84, she took the post of accompanist for a children's music and movement class at the École Alsacienne, one of Paris's best private schools. It was this financial security which allowed her to complete her last series of works. Her last major work was a commission from the French Cultural Ministry, which was intended merely to be a charitable gesture, but which led the 89-year-old composer to write her Concerto de la Fidélité for high voice and orchestra. Taillefer continued to compose up until a few weeks before her death on November 7, 1983, in Paris. We're going to hear Taillefer's first violin sonata. It was written for Jacques Thibaud, a French violinist with whom she had a close friendship, and was premiered in 1922 by Thibaud and Alfred Cortot in Paris. It will be performed in this recording by Franco Mezena, violin, and Bruno Mezena, piano. See if you can hear in this music the characteristics which form the aesthetic of Les Six: simplicity, clarity, and cleanness of expression. Music without pretentiousness or boredom, and a thing apart from romanticism or impressionism.